This holiday season, don't miss out on your chance to stock up on your favorite supplements during the Black Friday Cyber Monday sale at my FullScript online supplement dispensary. November 29th through December 3rd, 5 days only, get 10% off and free shipping on my entire inventory of top supplements at drhoffmanstore.com. You stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. It's the safest and most convenient way to purchase my curated supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping and optional refill reminders via text or email. It's safe, secure, and includes world-class customer service. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for 10% off and free shipping for 5 days only from November 29th through December 3rd. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's our weekly Q&A with Layla, wherein we answer your questions. We're going to get in one right before Thanksgiving because we're off to holiday festivities, and hopefully you'll have a chance to listen because it's one of those weekends where we're at more leisure.
Yeah.
And that's precisely why they have this thing called Black Friday.
Ah.
Which didn't exist when I was young, but it's like the biggest holiday.
For shopping.
Online shopping, especially, right? And
well, Black Friday for in-person, but also online, but definitely Cyber Monday is online.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Black Friday, Cyber Monday.
We're creating all kinds of new holidays.
Yeah. When you're looking for that big screen TV that you're going to get online at Best Buy at 4 o'clock in the morning, I don't know that they're open or whatever you're doing. You know,
but not to miss out on
is
our Intelligent Medicine Black Friday Cyber Monday sale. So I've been waiting to announce this. I kind of said, when are they going to have this? When are they going to have? Finally, now it's upon us. This holiday season, don't miss out on your chance to stock up on your favorite supplements.
Yep.
During our Black Friday Cyber Monday sale, you can find it at drhoffmanstore.com. 5 days you've got. You can get 10% off and free shipping on my entire inventory of top supplements. These are the supplements that I personally take. You take them.
Yep.
You order through FullScript, and we offer our supplements to our patients through FullScript, and now they're available to you, especially during our Black Friday sale, drhoffmanstore.com.
Yeah.
So having gotten that out of the way, questions at drhoffman.net. But before we do that, something that's been on my mind lately is cholesterol-lowering drugs. And I know you've written about this. And, you know, the concern is that with statin drugs, we have seen some cases of even global amnesia, people who react to these drugs with,
you
just feel... And for all the world, like they have Alzheimer's. And actually, I've seen some cases of, like the movie Awakening, taking people off these medications, and they do better. So the concern is, and you've elucidated this very beautifully in some of your recent writings and your podcasts, you talk about how the brain is made of cholesterol. And this is a concern because we're lowering cholesterol with these medications, which may have benefits for the heart. But may be to the detriment of the brain. So what we're now seeing is the advent of medications that are even more efficacious than statin drugs. They're called PCSK9 inhibitors. And don't ask me what the initials stand for, because it's very complicated.
We like to call it PESCI.
PESCI, right. We call it PESCI. And they can lower your LDL to like 30 or less. That's your bad cholesterol.
Oh, my goodness.
Which means your total cholesterol may be, 80, 90, or, 100. So these are used, I think, appropriately, possibly, when people have had heart attacks, when people have demonstrably a lot of plaque, they have angina. And I wish I could tell you that these medications do nothing, because my bias, frankly, is I got to admit, is anti-medication. Mm-hmm. And I've seen a lot of medications that have been the bomb, supposedly, for this or that or the other thing. And then they've been found to be not efficacious and even dangerous.
Yeah.
And we can think of, you know, Vioxx, Bextra, we can think of many medications taken off the market because they came in with big promise,
Vioxx.
But then they became a fiasco. The statins, however, it seems to me that they're both overutilized and underutilized.
Mm-hmm.
So what I wanted to do is I wanted to look, this question nagged at me because I had a patient who has simultaneously heart disease and multiple sclerosis. And I think you may remember her when I describe her.
Mm-hmm.
She had multiple sclerosis, but she also had a very high cholesterol. And we checked her out.
Yeah.
We did a coronary calcium scoring test. And she came up with a score in the hundreds.
Okay.
Which suggests that she has some risk for cardiovascular disease. She's not had any heart problem.
Yeah.
She is older.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually think that the advantages of statins in older women for primary prevention, not secondary. Secondary prevention is you've had an event.
Yes.
And you've had a bypass, you're a heart attack. You know, it's like pretty much it's agreed upon. There's a good argument for using a statin.
Yeah.
For primary prevention, there's less of a strong argument, but actually, I got to say, I wish I could say that this is not the case, but there are studies now that show that statins work to some extent for primary prevention. Now, the problem is you got to use like statins, like on a lot of people before you save one person. And and many of the people might suffer side effects.
The number needed to treat.
NNT, thank you.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to get at. But anyway, so the dilemma with her is that she has a brain disorder, multiple sclerosis.
Yes.
She also has heart disease. And her doctor wanted to put her on a statin. And so she asked me what I thought about that. I said, okay, you can go on the statin. And she went on the statin, and she had terrible muscle aches, couldn't take it. She was one of those people who has the side effects. It's not that common, but it's
you know, if I may say, I call that a blessing in disguise.
Well, hold on.
Okay.
Because so she can't take it.
Yeah.
She can't.
And that's what I meant. So she doesn't.
Right. Okay.
She doesn't take it.
But.
Yeah.
But. Okay. So the doctor said, that's okay because we have these other drugs. They work on a different mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not known to cause, leg weakness, aches and pains, mm-hmm. muscular problems, myalgias. They're called PCSK9 inhibitors. They're given by injection. They're expensive, but you qualify. Mm-hmm. We'll give you that instead. So she called me up and said, the doctor wants to put me on that medication. And I thought about it. And I said, okay, because I think she has some risk for cardiovascular disease.
Okay.
But I haven't heard from her since. She'll probably circle back and come back in and I'll see what she does. Now, what nagged at me was I thought, oh my God, we're going to lower cholesterol and that's going to negatively affect the MS.
Yes.
Because it affects the cholesterol of the brain. So I've been looking at studies on PC. Okay, both statins and PCKAS9
mm-hmm.
inhibitors. And so with the statins, we look at long-term data on people who take statins. Do they get dementia faster?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is, on average, no. Now, there may be some people who experience a lot of brain fog, brain problems. But on the
short-term memory issues.
In the aggregate, we're not seeing that.
Yeah.
Now, there's kind of an interesting thing about statins is there are two basic classes of statins. There are what are called lipophilic mm-hmm. and non-lipophilic.
Water-loving.
In other words, polar
yeah.
molecules can't cross the blood-brain barrier, and lipophilic molecules readily cross the blood-brain barrier. So if you want something to go to the brain, that's good, but you want the cholesterol lowering to occur in your coronary arteries
yes.
and in your blood vessels in your body,
yeah,
but not necessarily in your brain, robbing your brain of cholesterol production.
You want it to be like a heat-seeking missile.
Right.
The heat is in the coronary arteries. Stay away from the brain.
Unfortunately, it won't be so precise. It's going to be all over.
Yeah.
The below the neck, in effect, mm-hmm. you know? So the ones that are lipophilic that cross the blood-brain barrier are Zocor and Lipitor.
Ah.
Simvastatin and... whatever the name.
Atorvastatin?
Atorvastatin.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Simvastatin
and atorvastatin.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that are less lipophilic are prevostatin or Pravacol.
Okay.
And Crestor or rosuvastatin.
Yeah.
Okay. So my preference is to get around that risk. I'd say if you need to be on a statin, maybe take Crestor or rosuvastatin.
Yes.
But what about these PCKS9 inhibitors? Because they could really suck cholesterol out of your brain. Oh my God.
Yeah.
So the argument that I've heard is that when you're talking about the cholesterol in your body,
mm-hmm.
maybe only 2% of it is in your bloodstream and 98% of it is in your cells. A lot of it's in your brain, but it's in your liver. It's in many places of the body.
It's in all the cell membranes. So yeah.
In the cell membrane? Exactly.
Yeah.
So the issue is if you lower it in the bloodstream, does that mean you're robbing your entire body of cholesterol? Well, maybe, but maybe it's less of a problem.
It needs to travel.
Needs to travel.
Okay.
But you know, so what I'm saying is it could be argued that the effect is more in terms of what your arteries see rather than what your brain sees with the statins.
Okay.
So, but what about the PCKS9 inhibitors? And I looked at the literature. So they have a very interesting way of studying this. These drugs haven't been around for very long.
Mm-hmm.
So what I say is we better have studies going 10, 20, 30 years when people were on these medications, because they're going to be on these medications for life.
Yeah.
They've only been out for 5 years or so.
Yeah.
So we don't know. But there's an interesting way of studying this. There are certain rare genetic variations in people
mm-hmm.
where they have modifications to their PCSK9 receptors
mm-hmm.
where they don't make that thing, whatever it is.
Okay.
So in effect, they're born with PCSK9 inhibition. Actually, what it is, it's actually something that metabolizes cholesterol more rapidly.
Ah.
And so they all have low cholesterol from birth
mm-hmm.
because they have this genetic modification.
Yeah.
So
that metabolizes the cholesterol
well. So
we can
study those people.
Ah.
To study it's called a Mendelian randomization. It's the latest way to study things, and you get away from variables. Like, you know, sometimes you get like the healthy user thing, like, oh, people who take PCSK9 inhibitors have less heart attacks. Well, maybe they've got better doctors, they got better health insurance, they're more savvy medical consumers.
Yeah. Well,
they're more aware that they have heart disease and they follow a healthier diet
right.
and they exercise. So you can't say it's the PCSK9 inhibitors,
mm-hmm.
but people who have a genetic thing, they could be all over the board. They could be slobby people. They could be careful
people. That's right.
They just got this genetic thing.
Yeah.
And what they discovered is, yeah, they have less heart disease. They also don't have more dementia.
Mm.
And so what I'm saying here is I am
which is great
waving
news.
The banner of natural medicine
yeah.
here on Intelligent Medicine. But I'm also, we call this Intelligent Medicine because I try to make proper judgment calls on how to correctly deploy the medications that are over-proliferated, but that we need to use selectively and
yeah.
with discretion.
Yep.
And for me to make a blanket recommendation that, no, take these medications, they're toxic, is an unscientific position. It is, I think I'd like to come into this with this bias, like, I'm from Missouri, I'm a skeptic, prove to me that there's value here.
Right.
Not just because I'm watching a commercial on TV that's
yeah.
going to tell me, ask your doctor for one of
change
these
things. My mind.
Yeah, right. But change my mind.
Yeah.
And let me do my due diligence to understand this. And so I'm softening my position on these medications,
mm-hmm.
but I'm keeping my mind open. And I'm also looking for a signal of either benefit or harm with these
yes.
medications.
Yes.
And unlike some holistic doctors who say, it's going to turn you into a zombie. You would suck.
It's going to turn you into an old person and frail.
Well, one of the hallmarks of an old person is they spend a lot of time in doctor's office
yeah.
and in pharmacies filling prescriptions. So it does turn you into an old person. Even if you're not old, you're going to feel old because
right.
you're like, you know, well, 8 prescription bottles lined up in your medicine cabinet.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
but will it age you? You know. We have to do.
Yeah.
That's just one thing I wanted to get off my chest. Now, I may write about this, and I hope it doesn't make people feel like, oh, Dr. Hoffman is losing his holistic bona fides. He is going over to the dark side.
Wow, you have an inquiring mind. That's what we should all have. We should be curious about what else is out there. Isn't ultimately for what we're doing, what you're doing, for the benefit of the patient. And you've got to explore every option,
and the
including a pesky knob.
And the flip side is, I wish we had that kind of attitude on behalf of many conventional physicians who wave their hand and dismiss, like, those supplements, there's no proof that those supplements do
goodness.
Anything. I'm only going to take FDA-approved medication.
Right. And so many doctors say that about supplements simply out of ignorance, which is not acceptable.
The research.
Yeah, absolutely. But what's your stance
on
the statins and the pesky nine inhibitors now that you're going to look at with an open mind, as we all should, if we're good practitioners, shouldn't we?
We have a patient, and I think you know her too, who has familial hyperlipidemia. She cholesterol like 550, 600. On a statin, it came down to like 350 or something.
Yeah.
I said, that's not good enough. I said, get to the doctor and get yourself on one of these newer medications.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's down to 250. That's still
but it's better than 550.
I think it's giving her a fight because everybody in her family gets early heart disease and bypass surgery. It's a genetic thing.
It's a genetic thing, and they need to be more vigilant.
People say, well, I don't understand. I don't eat that much cholesterol. It's not about that.
Not about that at all.
Our
livers make 80% of it. It's a necessary substance. If maybe you've got this genetic mutation and things have gone awry, and that's what's happening, and that needs to be addressed.
Familial hyperlipidemia.
Yeah.
Okay. Which.
Yeah.
End of soapbox. Let's get to an opportunity for one of our sponsors to share an important message. Here goes.
You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. You need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting our sponsors. They, of course, are what have made Intelligent Medicine a continuing free resource to you. Thanks to our great sponsors. I believe implicitly in their messages and fully endorse them. So let's get to questions.
We've got actually a really nice comment here from Louise. Dr. Hoffman, I loved your interview with Dr. Chris Palmer regarding the connection of the gut to the brain. Nice to see that conventional psychiatric providers are now open to looking at the value of nutrition in a patient's mental health instead of reaching for the prescription pad. It takes a while, but they catch on. This is going to change psychiatric treatments as we know them. Looking forward to your 2023 podcast as you address the link between nutrition and mental health.
Right. And we have
very nice, Louise.
Have more lined up on that theme in 2023. We had some really great podcasts already filling up my schedule for January and February. And
wow.
Those of you out there who have heard great speakers and you want me to put somebody on, don't tell me to put Anthony Fauci on because
that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I'm not going to book him. I really don't like to spread disinformation. But we really had a great lineup of people. I really enjoyed the interview with Chris Palmer.
Yes,
his book is revolutionary. I wrote a review of it, so you can also find the review among my newsletter articles at drhoffman.com.
Yes,
and the So the book, we had a great interview with him, and he's just exploding on social media. I think he must have done like 50 interviews.
Wow.
Including a great interview with Dr. Andrew Huberman, who does a really good podcast, a good science podcast. He's a neuroscientist at Stanford, and he's very popular in the podcast realm, the health podcast realm.
Mm-hmm.
He's really top of the food chain. So,
wow.
He's going to make an impact. So there's going to be a splash on that. And his main theme, although he's not a one-note Charlie, is the keto diet has great potential for psychiatric disorders.
Yeah, a lot. For so many things. And what you were saying earlier, Dr. Hopman, if to our listeners, if they have a recommendation on who you can interview in the future, they could send that to questions@drhoffman.net. That would be the place.
The destination for questions.
Right. questions@drhoffman.net. Okay. We've got an email here from Judy. Good morning. My question is, do you think taking a multivitamin tablet is sufficient for an 82-year-old woman in good health? I only take thyroid, but my primary care physician suggested that I should just take a good multivitamin and the calcium I take in a vision formula instead of taking all these other things like vitamin E, vitamin D, folic acid, B6, biotin.
So what
all of that?
The problem is that there's a limited capacity of what people can swallow.
Yeah.
And what people can afford.
True.
And the problem with multis is often multis contain lower quality and lower quantities of the vitamins you're concerned with.
Yes.
So
definitely lower quantities. Like in alpha base, you're not going to get the same as a target in that fiction of taking
quality multi.
It's a wonderful quality multi. That's alpha.
You can only get the full script. It's not like going to the discount pharmacy.
Right. But you're still only going to get maybe 15 to 20 milligrams of zinc, for example,
right,
than you would in taking
and
a target
of a poor quality
supplement. Yeah. There you go. So
I would say I often use basic preventive at a foundation, and my own multi that I used to make used to be
yes.
a foundation formula.
Yeah.
And it was like a starter thing, and it was a little bit of like an insurance policy.
That was a good formula.
If you wanted to go further, say you really have a problem with B12, you could take additional B12.
Yeah.
Or say you have a methylation problem, you could take a methylation formula or
right.
say you have
methylated folate and B12, right?
More vitamin D, because probably there's a limit to the vitamin D in many multis.
True.
There may be a little bit of vitamin K, but if you have osteoporosis or heart disease, you may want to take more.
Yes.
But then some of these important other ingredients like, aged garlic extract or, things that are helpful
exactly.
for the brain, like nicotinamide riboside.
Right.
You're not going to get that.
Right.
You know,
acetyl L-carnitine.
Omega-3s, you know.
The DHA and all that.
You might get a smattering of tocotrienols, which actually these days I prefer over tocopherol in a vitamin
yes.
E department.
We can't just take the tocopherol anyway. And that's a formulation in a lot of cheaper multis that are made,
yeah.
is the D-alpha tocopherol for vitamin E. In fact,
vitamin E studies have failed.
It's actually dangerous to take only that form of vitamin E.
Yep.
You need the whole matrix.
Yes.
We need to
mixed tocopherol.
Mixed tocopherol.
With tocotrienols.
Yes, with tocotrienols. So Judy, yeah, I mean, you're probably better off taking the things separately,
We're talking about customization.
Yes.
And this kind of, I always say this, and it sounds like a broken record, but, if you say, I'm an 82-year-old female, what should I take? Well, there's some things that probably generally would be helpful, but I'd like to hone in on what are your
absolutely.
Vulnerabilities? Do you have medical conditions? Are you taking any
medications that we have need to be aware of?
Yes,
exactly. So there you go. Judy also says that she told her primary care that she would continue the aspirin as she hasn't had any stomach issues. Judy, I would like to advise you to always take that aspirin on a full stomach. If you're on aspirin therapy.
There's no reason to take aspirin.
Hmm.
Unless you have a high risk. Now, this whole thing of like, you're a certain age, you must take aspirin, everyone over 50, that's been disproven.
Yeah.
However, if you've had some kind of, cardiovascular, high risk, some people are treated for TIAs with a little bit of aspirin.
Mm-hmm.
Some people after a blood clot take aspirin. Some people take an aspirin electively when they go on a plane for a while.
Yes.
You know, like
a long flight.
Long flight.
Yeah.
But I don't see any compelling reason for an 82-year-old to take it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just because he was 82?
Just right. An 82 is much younger nowadays than it was even 30, 40 years ago. So, Judy, thank you for your very thoughtful question.
And all the best.
All the best.
We're going to pause it because we divide our podcast into two parts. And in part two, give us a preview of what we're going to be talking about.
I bruise easily. It's something I'm taking.
Okay. We can run down the list. I'm Dr. Raul Hoffman, and I'm with Layla Mutin today. It's our weekly Q&A with Layla. Questions come to questions@drhoffman.net. And don't forget our Black Friday Cyber Monday sale, 5 days only. Find it at drhoffmanstore.com. We'll be right back.